Hondo Owls have the ball at their own 21-yard line. Second down and 7 as the second quarter gets started here at Texan Stadium. Mike Blackwell, Jared Robinson with you. Texans leading at 28-7. The give is up the middle. That's Gomez. He's going to be popped right as he gets the handoff from his quarterback. He lost a yard, so it'll be third down and 8 now for the Owls. You can stay with us at halftime. Try to run down some scores for you. Scores and highlights always brought to you by Eric Willis and Natural Development. You knew that already, undoubtedly.
That's right. Those of you who have been following us, they know.
Right?
They know who it is.
Shout out to all the peeps that listen to us.
There it is.
New Hampshire, Alabama, Louisiana, Australia.
Yes, yes. Willis,
we had in Arizona. Now they're going to get a screen pass to the left side.
Uh-oh.
It's Gomez. He's got all kinds of daylight. 30, 40 to the 50 and brought down by Stover. Thankfully for Wimberley, he was the last hope to avoid a potential touchdown. 34 yards. Best play of the night for Hondo.
Yeah, and if he would have had a little bit more patience right there, he had one of the big wigs up there, one of the linemen out there to block, and Cade Stover, the only man set in between him, ended up making the tackle, so kind of just outran his coverage a little bit right there.
All the way down to the Wimberley 47-yard line. Owls are in business a little bit now. Van Dam under center. He will turn, give it to Gomez up the middle. Not a lot of running room, couple, maybe 3 yards, but that's it. Second down in 7. We've seen more of Gomez tonight than we have of Matthew DeLeon, even though DeLeon has over 1,100 yards rushing. Haven't really seen him a lot on offense tonight.
I've been watching for his name. You were telling me earlier that obviously the amount of yardage that the young man's gained, what was 6.7 a carry?
Yeah, 6.7. Ooh. Of course, Gomez came in averaging 6.3. Kevin Gear, the other running back, they're going to pitch it right side to Gomez. Gotten the corner now to the 40, takes a big hit. He may have delivered that more than taken it. I didn't describe that well. He's got a first down, down to the Wimberley 36-yard line.
Yeah, that's a collision right there. Pretty decent-sized little running back, and you got Cody Charrington out on the corner. And, you know, the goal is, we said it about Colby earlier, when they're bigger than you, you got to figure out a way to get them down, and I think you're right. I think Gomez kind of lowered the shoulder and the boom, I guess, a little bit in that one.
He's listed at 5'11 and 175. He looks a lot bigger than 175 to me.
Yeah, they say the pads add a couple pounds, but I believe that the, you know, typically they pad that brochure the other way.
Yeah, no doubt. Van Dam again under center. Ball at the 36-yard line of Wimberley. First down and 10. Gear has it. Sort of a little counterplay, and he gets it down to the 31-yard line. A pickup of 5, second down and 5.
We've seen a lot of these teams here recently that, you know, stack everybody within there about 3 yards of the quarterback and, you know, try the deception, I guess, the quick handoffs inside and different things. Obviously, we saw Navarro do that, and they did it to some quite success. But Hondo kind of shadowing that a little bit.
Second down and 5 now for the Owls. They haven't really thrown the ball except for that screen pass, really. As we mentioned, they are run, and run again on offense. Gomez will have it right behind the center. Pushes his way forward maybe a yard to the 29-yard line. So third down and 2.
Yeah,
a long 2.
Brady Corbett got in there off that left tackle and just grabbed him right at the feet and held on for him and until everybody else showed up. So good job by Brady Corbett. That looked like he could have gone for a first down, but ends up at, third and 4?
Third and 4 at the 29-yard line. So big play here. Van Dam is under center. Looks like some confusion in the Texans' defense as Gomez has it. I think he's got enough for the first down down to the 26-yard line. So first down and 10 for Hondo. Pretty good drive with a big screen pass, and now they're moving the ball a little bit, Jared.
Well, you know, it was close to a first down, so, you know, why change the rules that we've had all year? Why would you measure?
There's no measure needed. You know that.
There's no purpose in measuring. If the white hat has to go up there, look down the line, look twice down the line, you'd think a measurement would probably be in order. But no. We're just going to go.
Jared, let that go, Jared.
I can't. It's impossible.
Ball at the 26-yard line. Gomez will have it again. And he gets it to about the 25, and that's it. It'll be second down and 9.
It's one of those things that nobody will ever understand. It's the same as in a baseball game when a check swing and the umpire behind the plate calls that he went around. Well, what is the guy over down first base or third base even doing there if you're going to call everything?
If you're going to call it, what are you doing? I'm going to ask Doug Warren that this week.
Yeah, maybe.
You've planted that seed in my mind, and I'm going to do it.
They have an agreement now. Of course, 28-7, they may think, hey, let's keep it going.
We're not measuring anything. Here is Van Dam now. He's going to scramble right. Pressure, and he's going to be popped in the backfield. He was going to let it go, but I think he had coverage in that secondary, and instead he takes the sack back at the 34-yard line of Wimberley. It'll be third down and forever now for the Owls.
Well, he went up, dropped back, went up, and decided he was going to throw it, stepped up, and then he saw the young man wearing number 34 for Wimberley Texans, Matt Mitchell, who is a who's a creature in his own out there. He's a pretty strong kid, and he said, I'm going to bring this one down a little bit and try to block and shield my body a little bit.
That's exactly the way to describe it.
Took a good look anyways, but good play by Matt keeping the pursuit up on the left-hand side and obviously taking him down for a big loss. We got, what, third and Bernie, I think. Yeah, 16 years here.
Here's Van Dam rolling left. Pressure again. Steps up. He's still in trouble. He's going to scramble out of it to the 35-30. He might have had the he didn't get the first down. He might have gotten back to the original line of scrimmage. He's popped on the far sideline.
I got to tell you, that was a fantastic. I mean,
How about that?
He got three or four guys away, ended up gaining 4 yards. Kowalski ran him out on that far sideline over there, but, man, makes it a fourth and manageable now with a fourth and six. And coming from a third and 20 and really was 2-3 yards back in the end zone or in the 42-yard line before he got hit.
And look, they're going to try to kick this thing now. Van Dam's going to try to kick a 40-yard field goal.
We saw him a minute ago on that extra point, and he kicked it to the moon, so he's got a chance to make this. Obviously, they got some confidence in the young man.
Going to be held at the 30-yard line. The hold is down. The kick is up. It's long enough for sure, and it is good. 6:19 remaining in the second quarter. Van Dam with a 40-yard field goal. Our score, 28 for Wimberley and 10 for Hondo. You're listening to Texans Football on the Sun Radio Sports Network.
Support for Wimberley Texan football comes from CommuniCare Health Centers, offering an array of services including pediatric and family medicine, senior care, dental procedures, behavioral health, minor surgery, and WIC services. Locations in Wimberley and Kyle. More information at CommuniCareSA.org. Everyone at CommuniCare wishes all the best to the Texans on a great season.
Back at Texas Stadium, Mike Blackwell, Jared Robinson. Texans lead at 28-10 after the Hondo field goal. Garrett Van Dam is able to pound that football through the uprights for 40 yards out, man. Young guy can kick. Sandoval is the kickoff man, though.
He got a leg on him.
He does. Kobe Crowder deep for the Texans to receive. Here's the kickoff. It's going to be a short one. Taken by Gavin Martinez at the 18, straight up the middle to the 30. Look out, 40. He may take it all away. Gavin Martinez to the 20, to the 10. He's long gone. Touchdown, Gavin Martinez. How about that? 82 yards, but I hear whistles. And flag has been thrown way back at the Wimberley 40-yard line.
Huh.
He got the kickoff at the 18, Jared, and once he hit the hole, he was long gone. They weren't going to catch him. But a penalty will nullify it. Holding Wimberley. Well, shoot.
Well, I can tell you that we've definitely had more yardage called back in this game than we've probably ever had.
Right. They're going to mark it off, I believe, from the 39-yard line. Yeah. You know it's a big one when the official with the football starts jogging the other way. He's got ways to go. They're going to spot it at the 29.
I've yet to figure out how the jog is 1 yard, by the way. You know, typically they take a 3 yard step, you know?
Yeah.
The jog is a little baffling to me, I guess.
Well, you learn that in Ref 101.
It's something that they're teaching this year, and they're also obviously teaching the fact that measuring slows down a game.
That's right. Here's Moss Carruthers on the handoff up the middle. Big hole, 30, 35, left side, 40. First down and more, 45, 50. Still on his feet, left side, 35, 30. Breaks a tackle. Moss Carruthers is going to be gone. 71 yards for the touchdown. No flags.
Well,
describe that one, Jared. Wow.
Who did the old rumbling, tumbling, and mumbling?
That was it.
Goodness gracious. He ran through about six different arm tackles and decided that he was just going to go ahead and take it. He's out there with his hands on his hips. You know, usually you get some sort of a, you know, these little jump celebrations where they jump and hit chests and this and that. I don't think Moss would be able to jump off the ground.
He's exhausted.
I think he ran about 110 yards and six broken tackles.
Bangle, the hold, and the kick is up, and it is good. And with 5:52 left to play in the second quarter, Wimberley 35, Hondo 10. You're listening to Texans Football on the Sun Radio Sports Network.
Support for Wimberley Texan football coverage on WimberleyRadio.com comes from Seton Medical Center Hayes, providing advanced medical care to the residents of Wimberley and surrounding communities, with board-certified physicians and medical professionals on hand. Located at 6001 Kyle Parkway in Kyle. More information about cardiology services at seton.net/Hayes. The staff and volunteers at Seton Medical Center Hayes in Kyle wish all the best to the Texans on a great season. Go Texans!
Well, it's 35-10 Wimberley over Hondo, and we still have almost 6 minutes left to play in the first half. As Johnny Garrard will kick things off to give Curtis Bingle some rest. Here's the kickoff. It's going to be a short one. Taken by the return man Thies at the 23-yard line. He's going to be brought down at the 28-yard line. We've had touchdowns tonight of the following distances: 31 yards, 14 yards, 70 yards, 90 yards, 49 yards, then a 40-yard field goal, and finally a 71-yard touchdown.
Nobody believes in the red zone anymore?
Oh, my gosh. Big plays.
Man.
I'm beginning to wonder if anybody practiced tackling this week. You think?
Well,
come on.
From the what have we had? We've Gavin got called back for a touchdown.
That's true.
We've definitely had at least 150 yards called back tonight.
Ball at the 28-yard line, pitch left. It's Gomez. He's got a blocker, and he's able to duck his head down and pick up 4 yards. It'll be second down and six.
Now, I don't know if that's a stat that you want to have. Obviously, from a coaching standpoint, you got to be happy that you got a 70-something yard touchdown. If you're Gavin, you're wondering, man, I ran a long way for that thing to be called back for holding.
Well, I'm trying to count it up. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 different players have scored touchdowns for Wimberley. Nobody has more than one touchdown, and they've got 35 points. Second down and six. Pitch right to Gomez. Getting outside to the 35, and he's brought down, but not before he gets the first down, I believe. Well, it's going to be close. Near the 38-yard line. Go ahead, Jared.
If it's close, they're giving
there
it to
we
him.
Go.
Why would we measure? I don't even know why they have the 10-yard sticks over there.
Just don't even have them.
They run for the first down, or they run for the 3 yards. They jog. You know, they make them shorter or something. I don't know.
You're being kind of a smarty pants tonight, aren't you?
I've never understood.
You're kind of grumpy.
Why have the idea of calling for a measurement if you never use it? What have we had, four this year?
It's ludicrous. It's gotten to the comical stage almost. Here's the turn in the give up the middle. That's Gomez again.
Ball's out.
Ball is on the ground and scooped up. Still on the ground now, and I think Hondo recovered it, Jared.
Yeah, Ben had a chance at it and tried the old scoop and score right there. Tried to make it six different people scoring on senior night and ended up whiffing on it a little bit and came up. Hondo comes back on it. We used to call those Oski. They put them on the ground. Everybody would say, Oski, Oski. Never figured out why we called it that. Maybe it was a Canadian deal or something.
To let everybody know. You know, when I was in junior high, they called it fire.
Fire.
I think you started hollering fire, and everybody knew, oh, man, I got to look around for the football on the ground.
I would think they'd say, maybe they said fire, like everybody get away from it.
Second down. Well, that's a good point. Second down, and I certainly got away with it. I didn't want to get hit. Gomez takes the pitch. Now he's going to throw a bomb downfield, and it's caught and then dropped by Colby Crowder, who's sitting on the turf thinking, how did I not intercept that football?
He's shaking his head thinking, I made a harder catch for a touchdown a minute ago than that one was.
You could tell Gomez was going to throw it as soon as it was pitched out to him.
Yep.
He was trying to hit his receiver that time, and that was Jason Oliveros. Incomplete, third down and 14.
That may be the first receiver we've seen for him tonight. We don't see many wide receiver sets from the Hondo Owls right now.
First time they throw the ball down the field, it's with a running back.
Yeah, that's true. I didn't think about that.
What are we doing? Third down and 14 now. Gear in motion. Van Dam's going to roll left. Looking, and now he's going to tuck it under and run. Why not? 40, 45, and run out of bounds. Short of the first down. They may go for it, though. It's at the 45-yard line. I've watched Van Dam run a couple of times, Jared. I'm thinking I'd run him a little more than they've run him here in the first half.
Absolutely. Good block by the up back right there, by the halfback Gear. I think Kevin Gear is his name. He had a good block off the corner right there against Moss. And Moss was 2 or 3 yards back in the backfield, pushing him back, and Van Dam able to run around him on a good block by Kevin Gear.
Fourth down and 3 now at their own 45-yard line. They're going to go for it. They're going to turn, give it to Gomez. He's got it to the 50. Pickup of 6 to the Wimberley 49-yard line. No doubt. First down. No need to measure that one.
No. I'm okay with that one. I won't even give him a hard time.
Boy, that was a good run, wasn't it? Gomez, good blocking up front by Hondo.
Yeah, good hole right there. Guard came, pulled trap, and just real good kick-out block right there. Allowed him to get, 5-6 yards?
Ball at the Wimberley 49-yard line. Texans showing blitz. They're going to turn and give it to the running back, I believe that's Gear again. No, that's Oliveros who takes it. He's able to pick up about 3 to the 46-yard line. We'll start looking at the clock now as we're at 3 minutes left to play in the first half. Texans leading it 35-10.
Young man who just made that tackle right there. He's going to get his name called on the radio first time this year. He's been hurt. Noah Woods.
All right, Noah.
On the tackle right there as a outside linebacker on that left side.
Give to Gear, left side, looking for running room. He's got the corner, but a late, nice tackle. I believe that was Colby Crowder who went down low on him. He picked up about 4, maybe 5. It'll be 3rd down and 3.
He's had several good tackles tonight. Colby's had him a good game.
Really has.
Had a big play for a reverse earlier. Obviously, we know the touchdown. A couple good tackles. Both of them, really, that one was almost similar to the other one. Got him right below the waist, stopped him in his tracks. Big 3rd down right here for the Texans.
3rd down and 3 now for the Owls offense. They've got 2 timeouts remaining. Going to give it to Gomez again, and he pushes forward. I think he's going to be short of the 1st down by a couple of yards, though. That'll set up another 4th down situation at the Wimberley 41-yard line as the clock rolls under 2 minutes left to play.
Yeah, they went for it earlier. I obviously anticipate them to go for it again. You even could see probably what was similar to the same play as the last one right here. Looks like they're lining up similar.
Yep, Gomez right behind Van Dam. He's going to get the handoff. I don't know if he got it.
No way.
In fact, he did not get the 1st down. They've already indicated it's going to be Texans football.
And I believe it was the exact same play that they ran earlier for the 1st down, right off the
right. Right.
Right in between the right tackle and right guard, and ended up right there. I'm trying to see who it was. Looked like big number 78 down there for the Texans. Ian Burnett just swallowed him up.
Yeah, he did kind of disappear when he went into that pile.
Man, he got hit hard.
I believe the Texans have 2 timeouts remaining. 1:37 left to play in the first half when they take over. Of course, they won't need that much time. Every score they've had tonight, I think the shortest score they've had has been 31 yards. No, check that. It was shorter than that. As we get flags prior to the snap here, that's going to be movement against the Texans, I believe.
Yeah, I believe you're right.
Yeah, false start, so they'll back them up five. Gavin Martinez on a 31-yard run for a touchdown earlier in this game. Guy Kipris, a 14-yard run. Davin Masur, a 70-yard fumble recovery. Colby Crowder, 49-yard pass from JoJo Weeks, and then Moss Carruthers, 71-yard touchdown. So first down and 15 now at the 36-yard line. Their own 36 is Wimberley. Weeks will turn, give it to Carruthers up the middle. He's got some running room, but now he's going to be grabbed and swung around and finally brought down after a pretty good pickup of about 6 yards beyond the 40.
Yeah, ended up really kind of making something out of nothing there. Got had a guy on him on his cloak there, had a shirt, and just carried him a little bit.
And they're going to move quickly now. Weeks will turn in right side, scrambles, throws, and it's caught. But he stayed in bounds, I believe, on that far sideline. And they're going to put it down at the 46-yard line. Trying to get that number who caught that ball. Oh, that's Wyatt Mann. Weeks now. He's going to roll left. Third down and six. Caught by Gavin Martinez, who smartly and wisely spins out of bounds. Gets it to the Pondo 44-yard line with 46 seconds remaining.
Yeah, that was smart by Gavin. He had a chance to roll in and maybe get 5 or 6 more yards, obviously, but would have definitely been tackled inbounds right there. So good job of kind of spinning out of that. Ended up only gaining 2 or 3 more yards, but stops the clock with 46 seconds left right before half.
And you need a big play here, and you've got Martinez on this side, and you've got Colby Crowder in the slot to the right side. So Weeks has some weapons at his disposal on the 44-yard line. Back to throw. Screen pass to Martinez. He's got blockers. 40, 35, 30. Left sideline, 20, 10, 5. Touchdown. Gavin Martinez, 44 yards. How about that? He took a screen pass. Now he's doing a little choreographed thing with Crowder in the end zone. That was kind of nice looking.
And look like it
was, or was it Stover?
It was Stover,
yeah,
out there.
It was Stover. Old
Twinkle,
how about that?
Old Twinkle Shoes.
That's greatness.
Yeah, they were doing something. I don't know what they were doing out there.
Yeah, it looked like Martinez.
LeBron James out there trying to do some sort of a shot or something. I don't know what that was.
Looked like you and your wife at Green Hall on Saturday night.
That looked like. I don't go to Green Hall. That place, scary.
Bengal with the extra point. It is up and it's good. And with 37 seconds left to play in the first half, our score is Wimberley 42, Hondo 10. You're listening to Texans Football on the Sun Radio Sports Network.
Support comes from AMM Collision Center, specializing in complete body and paint repair for residents in Austin and the Texas Hill Country. 4 locations, including in Dripping Springs on Highway 290, west of the light at Sunset Canyon. More information, including hours of operation, online at ammcollision.com and by phone at 512-894-3888. Manager John Caldwell and his entire team wish the Tigers a great season.
Johnny Girard going to kick things off again for the Texans. How many kickoffs have we had in this first half? Good grief. 7 or 8, I think.
Bengals going to have to ice his leg after this game.
No doubt. Here's the kickoff. It will be taken at the 18-yard line to the 25. And out to the 30-yard line is the return man. I believe that's Vincent Moreno. Hondo will get the ball, trailing it 42-10. With 33 seconds left to play in the first half. There have been teams that probably hadn't scored 42 points in a month.
Yeah, that's a That's a big number. We were talking earlier. I don't know what the total offense for the Texans is right now, but I bet if it's not 400, it's close.
It's a ton, I'll tell you that. Ball at the Hondo 29-yard line. Let's see how serious they are about trying to score here. Van Dam's going to try to set up the screen. Pressure. He's got it to Gomez, though. He's got a blocker. Gets the 30, 35, 40, first down, and out to the 43-yard line. I believe they have two timeouts remaining. They may take one now. They're going to stop the clock as the chain stop, and they are also going to take a timeout. We can take it. We can keep it right here, Jared. As Hondo takes the timeout, they'll have it at the 43-yard line with 23 seconds remaining in this first half. And Doug Warren has to be fairly pleased with his team leading by 32 points here in the first half, Jared, at the very least.
For sure. He's really all around. Obviously, the touchdown that Hondo scored, we know, was the return, the kickoff return. So, you know, other than that, they've had the field goal, which is probably, you know, thinking about Hondo right now, they've got probably, what, about 30, 35 yards before they're almost in field goal range.
That's
for Van
right.
Dan. The young man's got a rubber leg on him. And so, you know, they're thinking, hey, we can put some ports on the board and gain a little bit of the momentum back. They get the ball after the second half as well. So
sure.
Kind of thinking a two-for-one deal here maybe.
Back out onto the field come the Owls, 43-yard line, their own 43. First down and 10. Van Dam shotgun, looking left, throwing left. It's caught. Caught at the 50 for a first down. And down to the Texan 42-yard line is the receiver. That's Taylor Dominguez on the catch. They're going to spot it at the 43-yard line of Wimmerly. The clock is down to 18 seconds left. Shotgun again. They're ready to go. Van Dam looking left. Pressure steps up. Looking left, scrambling. He's going to run out of bounds now with 13 seconds left to play. He runs out of bounds at the 41-yard line of Wimberley. I don't think they're in field goal range for a 57-yarder, but heck, he's got a huge leg, that's for sure. They'll run some more plays here, you know, with 13 seconds left to play. They're going to huddle up. He went out of bounds, so it stopped the clock. Again, we'll try to get some scores for you at halftime. Shotgun, Van Dam. 13 seconds remaining. We believe they have one timeout left. Steps up and sacked at the 46-yard line is Van Dam. And they're going to blow the whistle and stop the clock. And, yes, Hondo will take its final timeout. 7 seconds left to play. He was sacked at the Wimberley 46-yard line.
And you see Coach Warren at this point, defensive coordinator Wes Lambert, I think, is probably bringing pressure right here, thinking, hey, you know what, we're not going to let him drop back and get the pass, and we're just going to kind of cut him off. We saw earlier that same thing. Jake Cockerham got up there, had a guy running a corner route and wide open, but just didn't have the time. So defense right here thinking the exact same thing, thinking, hey, you know what, we're going to cut off the ability to throw the deep ball, and we're just going to attack them. Working very well right now. Well, we got 3rd and 14, 3rd and 13.
Absolutely. And, you know, it helps to be able to do that. It helps having a secondary with all these fast guys like Crowder and White Man's back there a lot of times. And Mitchell, those guys can cover receivers. So a coordinator is confident enough to let his blitzers go get the quarterback, knowing that nobody's going to be running free. Here we go, 3rd down and 13, 7 seconds remaining in the first half. This could be the last play. Back to throw is Van Dam, trying to get a screen pass over the middle. It's knocked down and very nearly intercepted. Incomplete, though.
Yeah, that was a play that was really took too long to develop at that point. Van Dam must have backpedaled probably 15, 18 yards before he ended up throwing it. Cockerham breaks it up and almost takes it to the house. Van Dam kind of a little wobbly here. He took a pretty good shot. We got to see the white hat over here talking to him and kind of trying to see if he's okay or not. He's hoping to make through these last 2 seconds and just kind of probably run out the clock right here and get into the half. But good job by the Texans making a stand right here. We've seen Van Dam's leg. He can make a long field goal, so 40, they end up stop giving no points.
46-yard line of Wimberley. Van Dam is under center. They're going to take the snap, and he's going to roll left. Pressure again. He's just going to run out of bounds. Mercifully, the first half has come to an end for the Hondo Owls. Wimberley Texans, 42, Hondo 10. It's halftime. Stay with us, everybody. We're back after this brief timeout. You're listening to Wimberley Texans football on the Sun Radio Sports Network.
Support for this Texan football broadcast comes from Christy and Thad Dagenhart, owners of Wimberley Ace Hardware, featuring Wimberley Texan Spirit merchandise, new home decor, and lifestyle division, and supplies for do-it-yourself projects. Tip of the month and general information online at WimberleyAce.com.
And by Blanco National Bank, offering banking services including CDs, mortgage, and personal loans. Located at 15451 Ranch Road 12 in Wimberley. Online at BlancoBank.com. Blanco National Bank is FDIC insured and an equal housing lender.